I told you the night was going to move quick. Where has the night gone? And we have a special guest, a very good friend of mine, who Bishop Harry Jackson, pastors a church in Maryland. He is passionate about people, and his words are laser guided right on to the topic. And he is the principal architect between the black contract with America. And I've asked him to come tonight and speak with us. Please welcome Bishop Harry Jackson.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Praise be to our God. I want to honor you tonight by saying you are taking a courageous historic stand. I thank Dr. Dobson and I thank Tony Perkins for the great work that they're doing. I want to share with you that the Bible says in Psalm 89 and Psalm 97 that righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. I believe that one of the things that has separated the black evangelical community and the white evangelical community is that the blacks have looked at issues of justice, and oftentimes the white community has looked at what I'm going to call righteous issues, such as preventing same-sex marriage, such as protecting against abortion. But it's time that we come together and put both sides of the Bible together and say that we're going to stand up for righteousness and justice. I think this is very, very significant for us in this day. Together, we have an opportunity to change our world, to change America. Let me tell you a very brief story. About 50 years ago, a young man, lanky young man, was in Florida, kind of talking about some issues of personal liberty and justice, and a state trooper pulled out a gun, pointed at his head, threatened him, and then pulled the trigger. As he pulled the trigger, he simply diverted his aim just a little bit so that it went over the man's head, deafened him for a moment. The young man ran away and eventually got home to his family and said, "We're leaving this area. We're going up north where I can use my accounting degree and where I can really enjoy the benefits of having been a veteran in World War II. That man was my father. And I want to tell you that he got involved in politics when he went north. And I believe that there's a justice problem in America. There should be a blind kind of justice that doesn't honor race or doesn't honor where you are financially. But the truth is that something is wrong with justice in America. The Lady Justice is not blind anymore. Now, it's an overwhelming problem. We can't solve everything right away, but I believe start making sure that those who say that they are supposed to carry out and watch our laws of the land will really be umpires instead of those who create laws. We are at a time where blacks and whites must come together in the name of Almighty Christ. We are at a time where Protestant and Catholic must come together in the name of Jesus. I believe it. Hallelujah. So as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I want to guarantee to you that there are many African Americans who are going to stand up. We're going to stand together, shoulder to shoulder, and together on our watch, we're going to change America and see it return to its righteous foundations. Thank you very much.
Robert, thank you. Give me a book. Give me a book. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop, so much. He is the author of a book, High Impact African American Churches. I encourage you to. It's a great book, and it is turning the churches on fire in the black community. Thank you, Bishop, so much. Right now, there are some that are going to leave us that